WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Comedy got a lot of national press this past weekend, with the controversial Andrew Dice Clay hosting Saturday Night Live, while HBO cablecast the special Comic Relief. Critic Laurie Stone has these thoughts on the two events.
At the end of Comic Relief at Radio City Music Hall, Whoopi Goldberg, Billy Crystal, and Robin Williams announced that the event had raised over $3.5 million. An hour earlier, at midnight, Andrew Dice Clay had declared on air that he was donating his earnings from hosting Saturday Night Live to the homeless. He said it sheepishly, as if embarrassed to be caught out of his braggart's persona. There they were, comedy's two big stories of the week, momentarily converging. About Clay, the man who was stripped of his sexist slurs for network TV proved bland. With Clay on screen so much, I got to scrutinize him, and behold, this guy who has been assessing women's bodies as if they were meat has fat thighs. His padded shoulders could rise as high as Trump Towers, and still they wouldn't minimize the thighs. Hell hath no fury like a guy with lardy hindquarters. This one insists he's virile and that women are mindless, but even an inflatable doll could see the quivering anxiety fueling his rant. Plucky Nora Dunn, who had boycotted Saturday Night Live, showed up at Comic Relief to talk to the press. The media typically trivializes feminism, and true to form, most reporters had skewed Dunn's stand, so it seemed she was against raunch rather than bigotry. She might have explained the difference, but she was introduced with the coy prohibition that she'd only field questions about the homeless. She has a track record on this issue? Hoping to skirt the charge of grandstanding, she came off appearing to do that, but hey, self-promotion is hardly unknown at Comic Relief. In a TV interview last week, HBO's chairman and CEO Michael Fuchs said, and I'm paraphrasing, "It was great to help others, but when you could also help yourself, well, that was dying and going to heaven." He's probably sprouting wings. Comic Relief, in its 4 years of existence, has earned over $16 million, every cent of which has funded a national network of health care facilities for homeless people. This year, HBO, with the aid of Canada Dry, has picked up all expenses, totaling $2,063,710. But the show, with its enormous audience, superstar hosts, and good guy image, has also become the premier "Please Book Me, Please, Please" event of the year. Who does get booked? Nearly all of the performers, who are overwhelmingly white, have solid ties to HBO. The nation's largest subscription network produces, among this year's lineup, shows starring the three hosts, Elaine Boozler, Bob Goldthwait, Alan Havey, Richard Lewis, Stephen Wright, Robert Wall, Rita Rudner, Paula Poundstone, and many others. HBO gets to write off the production costs of Comic Relief as charity, at the same time gaining 5 hours of promotion time for its talent. Downstairs in the green room at Radio City, there was elegant food catered by Tommy Tang and expensive lilies on the tables. Agents and managers talked deals, and stars blinked into the space illuminated by their celebrity auras. The scene, with its absence of want, with no trace of the predicament being campaigned for on stage, was disturbingly detached, yet entrancing, as luxury always is and is imagined being by those barred from it. Behind me, a man mused, with understandable cynicism. "For 5 hours, I'm eating cake and drinking wine for the homeless."
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic, and the author of the novel Starting with Surge.